in Seattle,
Seattle.
And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you,
because
we're the realtors
that you can trust.
So go to RodandConcertDown.com.
Don't go anywhere unless you want to. It's the Ron and Don Show, starring Ron and Don, and sometimes me, at ronanddon.com.
All right, you guys, what's going on? Happy Friday to you. It's Real Estate Only here on the Ron and Don Show, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yeah, if you listen to us on Cairo Radio for years, we do a lot of what we did on terrestrial radio. Our thanks to Les Schwab for sponsoring us, Mitch at Mitch.Loans, and, of course, Ron and Don Real Estate. When you need us, just reach out, Ron and Don. sitdown.com. And our process is we sit down with you virtually, we have a conversation, we see if we can help. If we can't, we find someone who can, and we try to coach you up, because sometimes people think they want to sell and they shouldn't. Sometimes you're in the process, maybe you might be a year out and you just have questions. Sometimes people just need to understand what their leverage is. And if you don't even know what leverage is, that's okay. Let's do a sit down. ronanddonsitdown.com. We'll talk about your journey, where you're at. And like I always say, Ron and I aren't here to chase a dog, a deal, or a dame. Some people would say a date. My grandfather said dame, so I like dame. We're not here to chase that. If we end up doing a deal together, great. I know this, we'll end up becoming great friends, because we do typically with all our clients. In fact, we're getting ready to say goodbye to the Hathaways this weekend. They're having a neighborhood party. We're going to go. And cool thing is, though, I know that, I believe it's their daughter that lives over here. Is it their daughter? Or their son that lives in Magnolia. So they'll be back. In fact, I'm looking out the window right now at Magnolia. But they are getting ready. We just sold their house in Edmonds, and they're off on their next journey. So we're going to say goodbye to them this weekend, which is a little sad, but kind of awesome at the same time. I love when people have a lot of equity and they unlock it. And then they realize, you know what? We still have our youth. We still have our good looks. And Team Hathaway is going to go do some great, fun things in the world. So congratulations to them. It's been a great part, being part of their journey. Let's talk about this real quick. When we do a Ron and Don sit down and we are listing a home, during the first sit down, we take about 40, 45 minutes, find out where you're at on your journey, and then we'd like to coach you up or see how we can help. The Kesslers the other day, who listened to this broadcast, referred us to some friends. And so we sat down and we had a conversation with them the other day. And the conversation was, hey, they've never bought a house before. They're a young couple. They didn't understand their leverage. They're not underwritten. And so the idea was, hey, why don't we take some time? Why don't we get underwritten? Why don't we ask lots and lots of questions to banks out there? In his case, he has a connection to the military. So sometimes getting a military loan can be the very best way to go. And so we ended up having this conversation, and then we're going to have a second sit down with them and answer even more of their questions. Sometimes we might sit down three times, right? To get you ready, especially if you're on the buy side, because when you buy, it brings a lot of pressure. And also, we want to talk through all the different scenarios that can happen, because they always happen. Pressure always comes, whether you're on the buy side or the sales side. You're going to feel that pressure. And so we practice for that. And then we get together face to face. So for instance, if you're on the buy side, I know that Ron was out last night looking at homes. I was out the night before looking at homes. Tomorrow we're going to sit down at our favorite coffee shop, and we're going to do a Ron and Don sit down with some people that are staying in my cottage in the backyard that are looking to buy. Here's the important thing, though. Like, we're working on a house down in Federal Way right now for one of our listeners, Christian, or we have Jesper, who lives out in Woodinville, who just turned and tricked out his kitchen, which really looks amazing. So great job, Jesper. That thing looks cool. Here's the thing. Whenever we're going to list a house, we do a sit down online, and then we bring the whole dog and pony show to your house, right? We bring out the stager to walk through and give us some kind of idea of how we would stage the house. We possibly at that time may bring a contractor so we can get some kind of idea of what the workflow might look like. And then we go get some pricing. And our pricing isn't time and materials. We ask for firm bids so we know exactly how much money we're going to spend on this house. If we're going to spend the money, where is that money coming from? And sometimes people don't have the money. So what do we do if we don't have the money and yet this house has work or it has something called deferred maintenance, which means, yeah, you know what? This water heater is done and they're $1,800 to $2,200. We got to replace it. We don't have the money to do it. How are we going to do that? Or we set aside 20 grand. That's all we have. How do we spend it? Do we spend it in the bathroom? Do we spend it in the kitchen? Do we spend it in the, how are we going to spend this 20,000? So those are the conversations we have when we come out. And then this is the most important thing to me in the sales of a house. And there was someone that told us in real estate school, he stood up, he's been selling real estate on the East Side for 20 years. And he was very, very convincing. And I don't know if you remember this, Ron, because you were sitting next to me. He said, whatever you do, he goes, don't ever have a house pre-inspected that you are selling. Don't do it. That was his mantra. And his mantra was, because when you inspect that house, when you pay to have a house pre-inspected, and this means the owner, you're the seller, right? And so with your real estate agent, you bring out an inspector. So we use a guy named John Langmeyer a lot from Northwest Inspections. John comes out and he spends hours in that home. He gets on the roof. He gets into your crawl space. And what do you think he does? Yeah, he crawls around. That's why they call it a crawl space. He's looking for mold. He has a moisture meter. He's looking for moisture, maybe in your tub or maybe around your sink. He's looking for work that's been done and was it shoddy. He's looking at the foundation. He's looking at cracks in the sidewalk. He is seeing if the wiring in that house is up to code. Is it grounded? Do you have mechanicals that need to be updated or need to be serviced?
Why did that guy stand up and say, don't do it?
You don't remember that?
I vaguely remember. I don't remember what he said. Why?
He stood up and said, in the history of selling homes, and he said he sold about 20 homes a year, he doesn't do that. And the reason he doesn't do it is because then now as the real estate agent and as the seller, you become responsible for everything that you've learned. And there's something called a Form 17 that you have to fill out. And in the Form 17, you have to disclose what you know about that house. So let's say that your house has a crack foundation and you didn't know it had a crack foundation. You didn't get the house inspected and the people that came to buy the house, maybe it was a very busy time and they didn't have it inspected either. We saw a lot of people do that in the last upswing. They're like, okay, I'm just going to throw money at it and whatever it is, because if I put an inspection contingency on this to slow the sale down, somebody else is going to come in, waive inspection and get the house. And I can't afford to do that with 17 deals on the table. So then in the Form 17, which means you're going to sit down as a seller and you're going to write out everything you know that's wrong about this house, and you're not a professional, you're not a contractor, you're just responsible for what you know. You don't write that it has a cracked foundation because you don't know. But now you've had it inspected, and now you know that there's a crack foundation because it's in the inspection, and now you have to disclose that in the Form 17. You never want to be responsible for knowing things about the house because now you have to disclose those and you possibly have to remedy those. Ron, what say you about an inspection? Because every house that we sell, we tell our sellers, if you want to get max dollars for this house, let's have this house inspected. Let's know everything that's going on with this house. It doesn't mean we have to remedy it, but it does mean we're going to disclose it because agents are going to call and they're going to say, hey, can I have the 35-stage inspection that John Langmeyer put together? Or, hey, can I have the sewer inspection that Metropolitan Sewer just stuck a camera down your toilet and they have an inspection of the sewer? We, the realtor on the other end and the potential buyer, they want to see those things What say you about an inspection, and what say you about this very seasoned realtor, very well respected, that said, don't ever get a home inspected?
Well, in defense of him, even though it's not what we do, if you have a unicorn type of house in a neighborhood, and the market is going crazy with multiple offers, there are scenarios where the ignorance is bliss theory could work for you. I think it's risky, and I don't advocate it, but I understand it. If someone's just like, hey, I don't want to know, I don't want to be responsible. If that's your life philosophy, then use it. I think it's a lot riskier. I think there are many more opportunities for you to get, for that to come back to haunt you, but it is a strategy and some people use it. I think it's an inferior strategy. I think the more superior one is to take responsibility for where you're at and what you're selling. I always liken it to when, you know, you own a car business way back in the day, when you found a car back then, it was in the newspaper, you know, classifieds on a Saturday or Sunday. And you went there and it was the grandma that had every receipt shoved in the glove box. You open up the glove box and it was like every single oil change, every air filter, every tune-up. They put all the stamps in the manual when they went to the dealership to get their 20,000 mile tune-up. There's a stamp in there. When you saw that car that had all the documentation, you were extremely excited about that because that was someone that was telling the story of a conscientious owner. So I think when you have a house, which is 100 times more expensive than a car, and you can basically open up the glove box of your house and show all the paperwork and all the oil changes, I think that is beneficial to you as a seller. And I think in the deals that we've done, you know, well over $100 million in real estate. That's the thing that helps our seller get top dollar, among other things, but it's one of the key items is that, the other side can feel confident and they feel like you're not hiding anything. When we go into a house, Don and I representing a buyer, and the agent and the sellers both go, nothing wrong here. Nothing to see here. No, and you're like, dude, I can see a crack in the ceiling. There's no cracks. It's like, why didn't you disclose that? Like, you can visibly see that the deck has rotten boards. Deck's fine. It's like when someone is unwilling to disclose any defect, it immediately makes us more suspicious. It immediately makes us less trustworthy. And on the flip side, when you go into a house and that seller and the agent disclose everything, and they say, hey, there is a rotten board on the deck. There's a crack in the ceiling. And they just go through and they tell you everything, even stuff that you might not have seen. You trust those people. At least I do. And I think you do as well, Don. You go, okay, these are folks. They're not trying to hide anything. They're being honest. And they're trying to be accurate to describe what it is they're selling. When you are honest and you don't hide the ball, people trust you more. And what that equals is more dollars, because it makes, you can tell a story where you say, we understand these things are wrong with the house and we've priced it accordingly, or we're going to remedy them. It does nothing but help you as a seller to be more information and more transparency. Transparency is gold in my mind in this. So I disagree with that guy. I can understand partly why you do it from a liability standpoint. I've heard attorneys say to don't do an inspection for liability reasons, but I disagree in the practical world.
Here's the best thing you can do if you want max dollar. Have the house inspected and then have your inspector come back a second time and check off all the things that you remedied. And when potential buyers see that you remedied these things on the inspection report, instead of getting their own inspection, they'll just take yours and they'll buy the house. It's very rare that someone hangs an inspection on us because our inspector has inspected over 14,000 homes. He's a former contractor. He's been doing this 30 years. He's well-liked. if somebody on the other side has a question, even though they didn't hire the inspector, they'll pick up the phone and they'll call them or they'll call us. And then we have an open discussion about, yeah, there's still some knob and tube in there, or the knob and tube, and we didn't have the money to remedy it, or we remedied the knob and tube and this is what it cost and here's the receipt. I had a guy in a house just tell me, this realtor said, I did $130,000 worth of work in this house and we were going to write an offer on it. I walked in the house and I'm like, there's no way that somebody did $130,000 worth of work. So I said, hey, why don't you do this? Provide the receipts for the $130,000 worth of work, because I don't see it. I don't see $130,000 worth of work. He said, well, I don't have receipts. And I said, why is that? He said, well, you know how it is being realtors. You just kind of pay people cash. And I said, no, I don't know how it is. Like, I never pay people cash. Who would do that? You want to pay and have the receipts so you can show the potential buyer so they'll pay more. Why would you pay cash unless you didn't really do $130,000 worth of work and you did about $3,000 worth of work, which is what this realtor did. So don't forget, by having your own inspection, let's say that they do hang an inspection on you and they come and inspect the house, and then all of a sudden they want a second bite at the apple and they want to pay $100,000 less because they found all these problems. No, they didn't, because you have your own inspection and now you can defend it. That's the reason why you get an inspection as well. A lot of realtors finally out there don't want to get an inspection because it means they have to go out and hire subs and do a lot of work. And some of them, man, just want to sit on the beach in Mazatlan. Do people still go there and have a Mai Tai? Do people even do that? I think here they just go to Maui, right? Do they have a Mai Tai in Maui? Probably. It means a lot more work for that realtor as things are disclosed. Wow. We didn't know this belly band on this house was rotten. Or, wow, we didn't know that this deck is not up to code and it's about to fall off the house and it's not even anchored or attached. We didn't know that. Or, hey, we didn't know that this knob and tube has not been remedied. Or, we didn't know that this panel in here is a panel that can catch on fire and catch the whole house on fire. Or, we didn't know that this water heater is at the end of its life, or that the furnace hasn't been serviced. Those kind of things. We didn't know there's black mold up in the house. We didn't know any of that. They don't want to remedy it. So if you're bringing a house to market, there's certain things that if you remedy those things, you're going to get paid more money. You're going to spend a dollar and get two back. Sometimes you're going to spend a dollar and get three back. Where you want to be really careful is going in and spending money on big remodels, because sometimes on big remodels right before you sell, you don't get that money back. Remodels, especially in kitchens and bathrooms, are very personal to people, and sometimes they want to do them. So if you sell a house that is mechanically, like really, and the roof is good and the mechanicals are good and everything's up to date and you planted flowers, you made it look great, and the kitchen's a little dated or the bathrooms are a little dated, that's okay. Let that reflect in the price. Don't go out there and spend 120 grand in the kitchen because someone may hate your taste when it comes to the backsplash, or they would have never picked that farm sink because they grew up on a farm and they hate farmers. Whatever that is. So when it comes to Ron and I, we say inspect. There are other realtors out there that say don't, because then you become responsible. That's our reason for always encouraging our clients to inspect a house, okay? Hey, you guys, thanks for listening this Friday. Every Friday, we do a real estate-only show for the Ron and Don Show. So don't forget, if you need us, just reach out. We can sit down virtually, and then we can sit down like we're doing tomorrow at Cafe Ladro, get face-to-face, have a cup of coffee, and we'll even bring you a coffee mug that says, I sat down with who? Ron and Don. Sometimes Charlie's even along. You never know. So he goes with me on all my real estate appointments. It's awesome, man. He's sitting here right now. He's checking it out. Going, hey, man, let's roll. All right. Hey, if you need a buyer's playbook, seller's playbook, Ron, how can they get that?
You can go to ronandonsitdown.com or just email me directly, ron@ronandon.com.
Yeah, and we're always writing a newsletter, Nation News. Get signed up at ronandon.com. And then also, we're always writing things on our Facebook page, sharing videos, things that we're learning, clients we're meeting with. We do sell the sound, so we are all over the place, and it's good to hear from Kendall today, who is down in Gig Harbor. Her and her husband are settling in down there. Some of my friends from Colorado. In fact, he's a good cook. They're going to have us down to the gig. Someone told me, don't call it the gig. And then other people say, no, call it the gig. And then some people say, it's not T-Town. And then other people say, I'm from T-Town. Don't say Fedway. Fedway. I'm very confused. Anyway. We sell the sound if you need us. Ron and Don, sitdown.com. Head up, shoulders back. We'll see you next time. Don't forget, every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we give it the Ron and Don show that you know and love. And then every Friday, it's the Real Estate Only Podcast. Spring is sprung when you need us. Ron and Don, sitdown.com. That's Ron and Don, sitdown.com.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back and keep blowing that trumpet, and we'll see you next time.
Only
on the Ron and Don Radio Network.